How to End Grade Inflation by Michael Berube. Last month, Princeton University announced it would combat grade inflation by proposing that A-minuses, A's and A-pluses be awarded to no more than the top 35% of students in any course. For those of us in higher education, the news has come as a shock, almost as if Princeton had declared that spring in central New Jersey would begin promptly on March 21st, with pleasant temperatures in the 60s and 70s through the end of the semester. For until now, grade inflation was like the weather, it got worse every year, or at least everyone said so, and yet hardly anybody did anything about it. There is nothing inherently wrong with grade inflation. Imagine a system of scoring on a scale from 1 to 6 in which everyone gets a 5 and above, or a scale of 1 to 10 in which the lowest posted score is around 8.5. Such are the worlds of figure skating and gymnastics. If colleges employed similar scoring systems, the class valedictorian would come in with a 4.0, followed closely by hundreds of students, above 3.95, trailed by the class clown, at 3.4. Critics would argue that we must be perilously close to such a system right now. Several years ago, Harvard awarded honors to 90% of its graduates. For its part, Princeton has disclosed that A's have been given 47% of the time in recent years, up from 31% in the mid-1970s. Perhaps grade inflation is most severe at the most elite colleges, where everyone is so far above average that the rules of the caucus race and Alice in Wonderland apply. Everybody has won, and all must have prizes. At the school where I teach, Penn State, grade inflation over the same period has not been nearly so drastic. In the spring semester of 1975, the average GPA was 2.86, in 2001 it had risen to only 3.02. Still, we don't grade all that toughly. English departments have basically worked on the A/B binary system for some time, A's and A-minuses for the best students, B's for everyone else and C's, D's and F's for students who miss half the classes, or threaten their teachers with bodily harm. At Penn State, A's accounted for 47% of the grades in English in 2002. The numbers are similar for sociology, comparative literature and psychology, and indeed for the College of Liberal Arts as a whole. The sciences and engineering? Notoriously, are stingier. What to do? If we so desired, we could recalibrate grades at Penn State, at Princeton, or at any college in the country. The principle is simple enough, and it's crucial to every diving competition. We would merely need to account for each course's degree of difficulty. Every professor, and every department, produces an average grade, an average for the professor over her career, and an average for the discipline over the decades. And if colleges really wanted to clamp down on grade inflation, they could whisk it away statistically, simply by factoring those averages into each student's GPA. Imagine that GPAs were calculated on a scale of 10 with the average grade, be it a B- or an A-, counted as a 5. The B+ in chemical engineering, where the average grade is, say, C+, would be rewarded accordingly and assigned a value of 8. The B+ in psychology, where the average grade might be just over B+, would be graded like an easy dive, adequately executed, and given a 4.7. After all, colleges keep all the necessary statistics by year, by course, and by department. We know perfectly well which courses require a forward somersault with 2.5 twists from the pike position for an A, and which courses will give B's for cannonballs. We could even encourage professors and entire departments to increase their prestige by lowering their average grade and thereby increasing their degree of difficulty. Students who earn A's in difficult courses would benefit, as would students who earn B's. Incorporating degree of difficulty into students' GPAs would turn campuses upside down. It would eliminate faculty capriciousness precisely by factoring it in, and it would involve nothing more than using the numbers we already have at our disposal. It would be confusing as hell. But it would yield a world in which the average grade was never anything more or less than the middle of the scale. Michael Berube is the Paterno Family Professor of Literature at Pennsylvania State University.